In my part of the country in the United States, we have something we call molasses. How many of you know what molasses are? Okay, now I'm among friends. And this little boy, back in the old days, they used to go in, they'd keep molasses in barrels. And you'd take a dipper and you'd dip molasses out and put them in your container. And that's the way you'd take them home. You'd buy them back in the old days that way. And this little boy had a real sweet tooth and he loved molasses. He'd go into this store and he'd dip his finger down in that barrel of molasses and up to his mouth. And the owner of the store came over and said, "Boy, don't you ever let me see you do that again." So the little boy is back in the store and looked around, didn't see the owner, and went over to the barrel of molasses and dipped his finger down in the molasses and up to his mouth, and the owner of the store came over and swatted him across his western hemisphere and said, "Boy, if you ever do that again, I'll teach you a lesson you'll never forget." So the little boy stayed away from the store for a while, but some months later he came back into the store with a couple of friends and he looked all over that store for the owner and still didn't see him. He looked the second time and still didn't see him. He eased back over to that barrel of molasses and took a final look and dipped his finger quickly down the molasses and up to his mouth. The owner of the store was hiding behind a door all the time watching him. He ran out and grabbed the boy by the back of the collar and held him up over the barrel of molasses and dropped him. And as the little boy sank into the molasses, he was heard to pray this prayer: "Dear God, give me a tongue that's equal to this opportunity."